This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Melissa M. Carter, respondent, versus Drew B. Carter, appellant, decided March 4, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, Melissa M. Carter, Noma 81, Benurin Tonhu 335. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of our St. Louis County versus 21SL DR011819, Drew B. Carter. Honorable Amanda B. McNelly, appellant, filed March 4, 2025. Before Lisa P. Page, P.J., John P. Torbitsky, J., and Virginia W. Lay, J. Drew B. Carter, husband, appeals from the trial court's September 11, 2023 judgment dissolving his marriage to Melissa M. Carter, wife. We affirm in part and reverse in part. Background: husband and wife were married on May 1, 1999. They had two children during their marriage who were in the 8th and 9th grades at the time of trial. On April 20th, 2021, wife filed a petition for dissolution of marriage petition in St. Louis County. The court heard the case over three non-consecutive days on April 25th, 2023, May 2nd, 2023, and May 12th, 2023. Wife filed a request for findings of fact, but husband did not. The trial court entered its findings of fact, conclusions of law, and judgment of dissolution of marriage on September 11, 2023, which, inter alia, dissolved the marriage and divided the marital and non-marital property. Wife, too, was awarded spousal maintenance and child support. Husband was ordered to pay private school tuition for both children. Husband filed a timely motion to amend, modify, correct judgment, or reopen evidence, or for a new trial on October 11, 2023, which was denied. This appeal follows. We will discuss the facts in greater detail as they relate to the individual points on appeal. Discussion: husband raises 5 points on appeal. In his first point, husband alleges the trial court did not properly calculate wife's income in awarding her maintenance. In his second point, husband asserts the trial court erred in imputing income to him because he deliberately reduced his income to avoid his support obligations. Third, husband contends the trial court erred in averaging husband's income over a 4-year period for child support purposes, in that the average artificially overstates his income. Fourth, husband claims the trial court erred by ordering him to pay for 100% of private school tuition for both children. Fifth, and finally, husband alleges the trial court erred in characterizing and dividing his separate property in the Carter Management Trust as marital, because he presented sufficient evidence to rebut the presumption of transmutation. Standard of review. When reviewing a decision from a court-tried case, we affirm the judgment of the trial court unless one of the following circumstances exist. 1. No substantial evidence supports the judgment. 2. The judgment is against the weight of the evidence. 3. The judgment erroneously declares the law. Or 4. The judgment erroneously applies the law. Murphy v. Karen, 536, SW 2, 30, 32, Moners Bank, 1976. 3. Substantial evidence is evidence that has some probative force on each fact that is necessary to support the trial court's judgment. Ivy v. Smith, 439, SW 3D, 189, 199, Mo Bank, 2014, citing in Re KAW, 133, SW 3D, 1, 9, Mo Bank, 2004. Probative force means the evidence has any tendency to make a material fact more or less likely. It is at 199 to 200, citing Kansas City v. Keene Corp, 855 SW, W2D 360, 367, MoBank 1993. When reviewing whether the trial court's judgment is supported by substantial evidence, we view the evidence in the light most favorable to the judgment and defer to the trial court's credibility determinations. Edinrich, citing Inri J. A.R., 426 SW 3 at 626, 631 to 32, and Nenscher 14. Trial courts are free to believe any, all, or none of the evidence presented at trial. AD, citing Inri J. A.R., 426 SW 3D at 627. The trial court is vested with broad discretion in awarding both maintenance and child support. We reverse only upon finding an abuse of discretion. Dickerson v. Dickerson, 580 SW 3D 98. 103, Mo App, ED 2019, Steffens v. Steffens, 773 SW 2D 875, 876, Mo App, ED 1989. Such awards shall not be disturbed unless the evidence is palpably insufficient to support them, and an appellate court will not substitute its judgment for that of the trial court. Steffens, 773 SW2D at 876, citing Hograbe v. Hograbe, 727 SW2D 193, 195, Moe App, 1987. The trial court abuses its discretion only when its ruling is clearly against the logic of the circumstances and is so arbitrary and unreasonable as to shock one's sense of justice and indicate a lack of careful consideration. Dickerson, 580, SW3D at 103. We defer to the trial court even if the evidence could support a different conclusion. Id. If reasonable minds could differ about the propriety of the trial court's decision, there is no abuse of discretion. Id. At 103.04, 4. I, maintenance calculation. In his first point, husband allege